Brooklyn's Radio Surrey News Review for Friday the 8th of December. A look at the week's local news in Surrey. I'm Graham Laycock, and at the Surrey Advertiser News Desk is journalist Alex Brock to bring us this week's local news stories. And look at some of the headlines this week. There's the Janet Moore murder probe and covert officers drafted in to prevent burglaries in Elmbridge, and Woking Council saving $3 million in the Duke's court deal. All these stories and more as I'm joined by Alex now. Hello, Alex.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Yeah, not too bad.
Good, good, good. Well, shall we start with this Janet Moore murder probe?
Absolutely, yes. This is the main story on the Elmbridge edition of the Surrey Advertiser. Basically, there's a murder investigation has been launched into the death of the 54-year-old Janet Moore from Esher. Janet Moore was killed after she was struck by a car going at speed in the car park at the Hurst Pool in West Molesey, and this happened at around 4:20 a.m. Not much is known about the incident yet exactly, but we do know officers attended the incident on November the 26th, after there were reports of shouting and a car leaving the scene at speed. Janet Moore was found in the car park with serious injuries, and then she was taken to hospital. However, she unfortunately died due to her injuries just a couple of days afterwards. Surrey police have now increased patrols in the area to reassure residents, as obviously this is quite worrying for people who live in West Molesey. No arrests have been made so far. The investigation is still ongoing, and they are going to try and establish what Janet Moore was doing in the car park at around 4 in the morning and what the shouting was related to. Members of the public are being encouraged to get in contact with Surrey Police if they do have information. If they do, no matter how small the information is, they're encouraged to call police, call Surrey Police on 101 101.
Yes, in normal non-emergency number, yes. Well, let's hope anybody who saw anything or knew anything about it or heard anything can come forward and start help to piece the jigsaw together in this tragedy.
Yeah.
Now, covert officers are drafted in to prevent burglaries in Elmbridge. My goodness me.
Yeah, this is quite interesting, yes. There seems to be a surge in the number of burglaries in Elmbridge recently. So covert police officers have been deployed to burglary hotspots in Elmbridge. This happened after thieves broke into, I think it was 10 properties just over last weekend alone, so just over the course of 2 days. Jewellery, money, small items were all taken during the burglaries, with burglars accessing homes normally via the back door. Again, this seems to be a trend at this time of the year. Last year, over the weekend of December 10th and 11th, there was a similar surge of burglaries in the run-up to Christmas. This year, the burglaries took place. There were 4 in Molesey, 3 in Walton, and others over Esher, Hersham, and Cotham as well. So there's been quite a widespread of burglaries across Elmbridge.
Yes, I guess it's quite worrying, really, isn't it? And I know in the past we've had this issue that with the borough being close to the M25, people can come some distance to do these burglaries and then race off away out the area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Temporary Inspector Greg Turner did say extra patrols in both a covert and overt capacity have been deployed to the affected areas. And as is always the case, we urge residents to report suspicious behaviour via 101 or 999 in an emergency. They also encourage residents to ensure their security is appropriate and proportionate, and that there is information on their website which offers general advice, and they also have specialist staff which can offer specialist advice, really.
Yeah, good.
If you are worried, you can get in touch with Surrey Police that way.
Yeah, there's always good advice they can give out, actually, to try and to deter this going on. Now, let's move over to Guildford and the Village Guildford closure.
Yeah, so this story is on the front page of the Guildford edition this week, is that controversial pop-up shopping space called The Village that cost taxpayer around $1.2 million in total. The council have now confirmed that this will close on Christmas Eve. They've decided to cut all funding completely just 12 months after it opened. The pop-up village includes stores, food outlets, a bar and an ice rink, but unfortunately has struggled to attract enough customers to warrant it staying open. The council have confirmed they're now going to look at other uses for the town centre site and consider whether a private company could be brought in to take over the centre. In the article we've included on the front page, there is a quote from Emma Hampshire, who runs the Timeless Lampshade. She set up her stall just literally 3 weeks ago and obviously wasn't expecting a closure to happen now. She did say that, "I found it to be a very positive experience and I'm disappointed, especially as Guildford Borough Council pulled out all the stops over Christmas." She said, "I'm really disappointed about the ice rink too. That's one of the main reasons why I wanted to come here and trade." She did say that, "I found my 3 weeks there really positive. It's just a shame it hasn't continued and that the ice rink operator has pulled out."
Yes, because it is quite a, you know, an empty site there in Guildford, just next to the bus station, isn't it? And it does need something there before, of course, there's long-term plans to redevelop the whole area with a new shopping centre. But until that comes about, ought to make best use of the space.
Well, yeah, Councillor David Bilby did say, "We will look at different uses of the area, including the possibility of a third-party operator as part of the exit strategy agreed to the executive last week."
Right.
But up until Christmas Eve, the site, the village, will be open. He added, "During the weeks leading up to Christmas, there is plenty going on at the village to help you celebrate. So I encourage you to visit and enjoy the wide range of food, drinks, gifts and treats on offer." So people in Guildford, they are encouraged to go and enjoy the village while it is still there in the run-up to Christmas.
Indeed. Now, we're moving to Woking Council this time. They've saved $3 million in a Duke's Court deal.
Yeah, this is quite an interesting story. So the lead story on the front page of the Woking edition of the Surrey Advertiser this week is that the Borough Council has saved $3 million in tax when it acquired the Duke's Court office building in November. And they did this by purchasing the holding company instead of the building itself. So the council paid up to $72 million for the office block, but will pay a maximum of just £360,000 in stamp duty on the deal, and they've done this by purchasing the Luxembourg registered company that owns the building rather than the building itself. If they did actually buy the building itself, they would have been liable for around £3.6 million in stamp duty, so effectively they've saved £3 million. There is no suggestion that the council have acted illegally in making this deal. Luxembourg in the past has been a bit notorious for its highly advantageous tax regime, which does not charge stamp duty on real estate transactions. So this isn't like the first time a council has registered for a Luxembourg company. Paradise Papers leaked last month revealed that Sefton Council in Merseyside bought the New Strand Shopping Centre for a Luxembourg registered company. Again, that saved them $1.6 million in stamp duty.
So we're not talking about small sums of money here, I guess.
No, definitely not.
No, and I know a lot of councils are getting into property now as a means of getting a revenue stream to help fund things.
Yeah. A spokesman for the council did say, We are obliged to purchase the company. We will be transferring the asset to the council, closing the company as soon as possible. And they did say the money will be set aside. Obviously, though, the move has attracted criticism from some councillors, including a Lib Dem councillor called Will Forster. He said the Conservative leadership keeps on saying they want to focus on the just about managing, yet their actions nationally and locally show the rules are designed to favour the rich and powerful. It is wrong for Woking Council to be able to avoid paying £3 million worth of stamp duty, yet ordinary Woking residents have to work hard to save up to pay stamp duty on their homes. That's obviously quite a controversial move that Woking Council have embarked on.
Indeed, indeed. Now let's move to Ottershaw, and a man meets up with his father's long-lost family. This sounds amazing.
Yeah, this is a more positive story. It's basically a social media post has enabled an Ottershaw man to reunite with his long-lost family. Basically, the man's name was Jonathan Mainwaring. His dad, who was called Jimmy, died 10 years ago, even without knowing the whereabouts of his parents, brothers and sisters, because he was orphaned at an early age. Then this year, Jonathan Mainwaring got involved with a park run in Ottershaw. He came back to Ottershaw to take part in this run. A photo was taken, and then while the family was researching into the son of the father, they found this picture, and John Mainwaring was able to reunite with the family of his father that his father was unable to find when he was alive. So it's quite a heartwarming story. At the same time, it's also quite bittersweet because John Mainwaring's father never got to know that the family that he was abandoned from at a very early age. But Mr. Mainwaring did say, "My dad would have loved to know that he had a family. I think the family would have been extremely proud of what my father made of himself." He did add that he's yet to discover why his dad was sent to the orphanage at an early age. But yeah, you can get the full story in the Runnymede Spellthorn edition. It is quite a heartwarming story, and you can also find it on Get Surrey as well.
Indeed, indeed. Now, finally, Godalming, the Surrey Advertiser's launching a series to celebrate the town's high street heroes.
Yeah, so on the front page of the Godalming edition is the fact that the Surrey Advertiser are asking visitors to the town centre to name their favourite high streets, restaurants, shops, bars and cafes to find out what keeps the town centre bustling and what gives it its certain character. So far, we've featured four high street heroes in the paper this week. This includes, we've got Martin the Jewelers, a family-run restaurant called Thai Bite. We've got a cafe that's also a yoga center called Cafe Mila. And we've got pictures and interviews with people that run the shops and restaurants and the cafes. So yeah, this is basically just a chance for readers to get involved and nominate their favourite store or cafe or restaurant from the high street, just to raise awareness of the different types of places that give Godalming its character and the most sort of popular places that people enjoy. So if you do want to nominate a high street hero from Godalming, you can email the Surrey Advertiser with your favourite business and the reason why you think they deserve a mention. You can also tweet us at GetSurrey with the hashtag HighStreetHeroes. So if you want to get involved, it's best to get involved that way. I think it's just a good way, really, to celebrate the restaurants and the shops that keep our high street alive and also just shape the character of the area. So do get involved if you feel passionate about a particular sort of restaurant or shop in Godalming.
Yeah, good idea, especially where, you know, shops are under pressure with internet sales these days, aren't they? And
yeah,
it's important that we keep our high streets vibrant, isn't it? I think people still value very much going out and about and shopping in a real shop, and also go to the restaurants, you know, and coffee bars and other places to meet. Well, thank you very much, Alex, for taking us through the headlines this week with the Surrey Advertiser, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Bye now. This has been Brooklyn's Radio News Review with Graham Laycock and from the Surrey Advertiser, Alex Brock. And you can hear the Surrey News Review every Friday at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. on Brooklyn's Radio. It's compiled by the Surrey Advertiser. And remember, you can keep up to date at getsurrey.co.uk.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.